Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzemeyer after a couple of games from this past week, splitting them with a win on Friday and a loss on Tuesday. Coach, let's start off with your 66-60 win against a very solid Oskaloosa team that's very deep, top to bottom, very guard-oriented. But in this game, this was the one where it was back and forth, you tell me, and all the way towards the end, and you guys were able to pull away at the very end.
Yeah, it was. I think neither team was very locked in defensively early on. You know, it was kind of some high scoring. You know, it's 30-29 at halftime, and you know, you try to want to not give up that many points, especially early in the first half. But you know, as the game progressed, we kind of locked in defensively. You know, they definitely last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. We couldn't have played much better. You know, we actually got down by 8 after a few careless turnovers. Got a timeout, got the guys refocused, and, you know, finished the game on a 16-2 run. And, you know, we're probably pretty flawless down the stretch. And, you know, give credit to Oskie. They strap, they fight. They got, like you said, they're mostly 4 guards out on the floor at all times. And so I think they're a team that's going to win a lot of ball games this year. And, you know, give credit to our guys being excited for their first home game. And, you know, Zach had his career high up to date so far with 32 and was 1 rebound shy of a double-double. You know, Paul and Carney scored in double figures. You know, it was a great game. Late in the game for Aiden Carney, he had 9 points, 9 rebounds, coming back off that football injury. So, you know, pretty pleased with how it turned out our first game.
Yeah, and then after that, it was a tougher one against Horton. And this is a game where Horton really came into this one juiced up. You told me about how they had a pep rally going on when you guys entered, and they were just really ready to go in this one.
Yeah, they definitely were. You know, we knew going into the year that, you know, Horton's, you know, at the top. You know, they've returned most of their guys. You know, they're battling with, you know, they're playing without Caden Smith, which, you know, he's a kid. He's a really good kid, and I hope he gets back for them this season, because, you know, as opposing coach, you don't want to say that because he's going to make their team better. But at the same time, I hate to see a kid go through injury like that, because we've dealt with that in the past. So hopefully he makes it back for them. But, you know, they were locked in. They were excited. They were ready to go from the start. Early on, the game was back and forth, and they kind of lit a fire in the second quarter. And we battled back in the third quarter, actually, you know, got it down to single digits, and then they hit a half-court shot to go into the fourth quarter, and that kind of took all the momentum that we had generating away. And, you know, they were able to pretty much roll in the fourth quarter. But give credit to them. They shot the ball really, really well. They took care of the ball. But you expect that out of them because they've got, you know, guards that have been playing since they were, you know, freshmen and sophomores. And, you know, Coach Losey's doing a great job with those guys. They're deep. They play a lot of kids because they have the numbers to do so. And it was a tough test, but we'll be better. We'll be better on for it later in the season. I feel like we have the opportunity to learn from it, get better, and, you know, we'll see what happens the next time we play them.
And a chance to bounce back coming up here on Friday at McLeod, the team that just is coming off a win against Pleasant Ridge. And then next week, you got to start off the week on Tuesday at home against ACCHS. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it today, and best of luck coming up this next week.
All right. I appreciate it, Jared. Have a great day, man.
That was Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzemeyer here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.